Hi, I'm Stacy Hyde with Envision Financial Planning, and we're back for another episode of Better Financial Health in 15 Minutes or Less. And today I want to talk about non-traditional investments. The headline in the Wall Street Journal today was about small investors who had purchased shares in apartment communities, and they were sold with a way to have income without having to do any of the maintenance themselves. We've also seen crypto kind of blow up. There's been talk about different private investments that investors may not need to be accredited, meaning they have a certain level of assets and income to be able to purchase. And my advice on things of that nature are be very, very skeptical. Things that sound too good to be true often are. Oftentimes you'll see these things start to pop up in the news on social media, really kind of after the easy profits have been made. And so what some people are trying to do is they're trying to make their money by encouraging others to come in after them. It's sort of another example of what could be a Ponzi scheme. Are some of these investments great? I'm sure they are. But you have to really go in and understand the fine print. And if there's not a formal offering document that lays out all these scary, scary risks, you should be especially afraid. It means that they don't have a reputable law firm that is writing those documents. And those documents are meant to lay out what all the risks are, how you get your money back, how the people that are organizing it are going to get paid, and actually how you get paid. Years ago, there was a private real estate investment trust that a firm I was with was really encouraging us to offer to our clients. I'm not in that sort of real estate partnership world. So I took it to somebody who was and had them look at it. And their take on it was, Stacy, I see how the organizer makes money, but I don't see how your clients could make money in this. So I took a pass. Well, the next year, 07-08 happened. Boy, was I glad that I took a pass on that. Have there been other investments that are less liquid that we have encouraged clients to purchase? Yes, but we're very, very careful. And those types of investments require a lot more monitoring. Even if you're going to do real estate yourself and you're going to buy a rental house yourself, you have to run the numbers and stress test and see what's going to happen if it sits empty for 3, 4, 5, or 6 months. Can you still meet your mortgage? Will it cause you to not be able to pay the mortgage on your home? What's going on there? So you have to really understand the risk. Yes, it can be very appealing. Or what happens if you get a bad renter that you have to go to court to get them kicked out? Depending on your state, that can either be pretty easy to do or very difficult to do. And so you want to make sure that you understand both the potential rewards, which can be great, but also the risk and whether you really want to do that. And that brings me back to boring investments. Buying an index fund, buying an ETF, exchange traded fund that operates like an index fund or index similar fund that's very low cost, that owns broad portions of the market. It's not exciting. There's not a lot of sexy about it. But guess what? Boring investments are how Warren Buffett has made his millions and billions. If you look at what's in Berkshire Hathaway, his stock that really is an investment fund, he owns things like insurance companies, a jeweler, railroads, some banks. It's all pretty boring stuff. But over time, it's made him a lot of money. And he has really smart people that understand all those businesses he's in, and he actually buys the operators of those businesses. So that's what I would encourage you to do, is when you see these things and you think, oh man, that'd be great, I'd like to do it too, be very, very skeptical. Really dig deep into the details. And if the person who's encouraging you to invest gets annoyed or angry or stops returning your phone call, that's not a bad thing. That has shown you that you found sort of the ugly underbelly, and that's what you wanted to find out before you gave them your money. You don't want them to, one, run off with all your money, or two, only get back about half. You really want to make sure you understand what you're buying and how you get out. Because a lot of these private equity things, it's very easy to give them your money, but it may take you 5, 10, 15, 20 years, maybe never, to get your money back should you want to get out. And that's something to keep in mind, both how do you get in, how do you get out, what are your returns going to be? And then once you understand all that, you can make an informed decision if it's right for you. For most of these types of investments, I think you have to be willing to say that I will be okay even if my investment goes to zero. That's why you want to be real careful and keep that to a very small percentage of your net worth that you're investing in these types of vehicles. Thanks for tuning in. This has been another episode of Better Financial Health in 15 Minutes or Less.